What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. I got a few minutes before I got to start my shift. So I just wanted to make this quick video. You know, I keep fucking hearing, like, women's language coming out of a fucking man's mouth. And it's so embarrassing. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I keep hearing fucking guys say, "I feel like." Now, this is a big fucking problem. And this is the reason why men don't express their true emotions. And why men end up fucking just self-deleting is because men aren't designed to express emotion. Men are designed to call out their emotion. Now, this is an exercise that I do all the time. And I actually notice that the quality of conversation ends up tightening up. It ends up becoming better the more I demonstrate it or model it for other men. So what feelings are, at least from my experience, are happy, sad, fear, disgust, anger, I forget, jealousy, and I forget the other one. I guess, I don't know if timid or shy is a feeling. My point is like, those are fucking feelings, right? Those are feelings. Now, here's the thing, is that I keep hearing fucking men say, "I don't know, man, I feel like this is the real cause, and this is the real," like, that's not a fucking feeling. Now, there's a difference between a belief and a story that you tell yourself. A story that you tell yourself is directly caused by something that you believe. So here's an instance. So what I believe is, and I'll, you know what? All right, here, I have a problem with my coworker at work. And the belief that I have is that this guy who I have a problem with, the reason why I have a problem with him is because I see his effeminate nature that is caused because he lived with his mom for 42 fucking years, right? And I believe that the reason why I have problem with effeminity is because I had to toughen up. I had to grow out of that. And the guy is living in his effeminate nature in his 40s, and I was forced to grow the fuck up at age 24. I had to get out of that mentality very, very quickly. So I have, you know, and the story that I tell myself is that this guy and I are going to be fucking clashing every goddamn day until he fucking decides to change, and he's never going to change. Right? Now, I could ask him, like, "Hey, dude, you kind of need to toughen up here and there." And that'll never happen. I know it's not going to happen. But that, you know, that is calling it out. There wasn't any fucking feelings involved. It's just calling it out. You know, there's a difference between a belief and what you feel. And I used to fucking get into arguments with feminists feminists at those feminist women's rally all the time. And funny enough, like, when I tried to start a podcast, this is the type of shit that I was talking about. And it constantly got censored, or it constantly got fucking erased. So now I'm going to try to come out with my own podcast and address this type of shit. There is a difference between a feeling and a belief and a story that you tell yourself. A story that you tell yourself is something made up. You've gathered enough evidence to create a bullshit story in your head. that has a ridiculous outcome, a fucking flawed outcome. And a belief that you have is also gathered by evidence that you're slowly putting together. It's make-believe. It's a lie, right? So it's like the lie that you tell yourself and then the story that you tell yourself. And a belief can be literally brought up out of nowhere. It doesn't have to have any fucking basis. It could be from personal fucking experience. But a feeling is something that comes from within. It's an emotion. It's got nothing to do with what you think. And in any case, those feminists used to say that all the time. Oh, I feel like. And the moment that I would pull them out of their fucking feelings, now I tell them, no, it's a belief that you have. You know, there's a difference between the two. They would immediately fix it. And then we would start to have a better dialogue, a cleaner dialogue. And the moment that men start to, you know, talk in that regard, we would have a much, you know, we would be able to call shit out the way that it is, because you're not so much focused on trying to hurt someone's feelings. Now you're able to step back, call out the situation for what it is, not because of what you feel and not because of what the other person might feel, but it's like, hey man, I might be in the wrong. This is the belief that I have. 9 times out of 10, it's gonna get corrected or gaslit. You know, that's another one. You might get gaslit into them saying like, no, that's not it. And then you can call out, you know, the gaslighting. It's like, you know, why do I get a sense? It's like labeling it. Like, why do I get a sense that isn't the case? Why do I get a sense like there's something being left out of this conversation? And the more you call it out, the more you're able to articulate what you're actually going through in your head, the less time you're going to spend trying to emotionally fucking break shit down. And this is the problem that I had with a lot of fucking buddies in my life. A lot of these cocksuckers would always fucking get in their feelings. They would always fucking just start crying. And 9 times out of 10, they were raised by their moms. So they immediately would go to emotion whenever they would get angry or sad. And they only had those two. Angry, sad, and happy were the only three emotions that they would express. And they would express them on the turn of a fucking dime. Just bipolar as fuck. One minute just being sad as fuck, the next minute just being happy as fuck. And that's it. Like, those were their fucking, like, variety of emotions. But the moment that I started to call out their fucking behavior, they would start to fucking act right. Well, at least right-ish. At least they would try to fucking posture up a little bit. At least stand tall. And that calling out, labeling, and, you know, labeling is like, sounds like, feels like, seems like, you know, whatever. I can't remember the other one. And then just repeating back, you know, what people say. Those tricks will literally put you in a frame of masculine, because you're no longer looking at it from you know, a place of emotion and trying to tiptoe around what somebody else is saying. What you're doing is labeling what the other person is saying, repeating back to them so that you and them are very clear in terms of what is being discussed, because oftentimes, you know, shit gets lost in translation. You know, two human beings don't have the exact same definition for the same word, you know, or the same, you know, they don't have the same look, or they're not looking at the same problem, you know, identically. They're looking at it from different fucking lenses. So it's important to frame it to where, all right, I think I see what you're saying here. This is what it seems like. And this is the belief that I have. You know, I would recommend you guys give it a try. But, yeah, in any case, guard your heart.